Welcome to this episode of the Justice Team podcast. You can find us at the Justice Team Network on the Apple channel or on YouTube or just a website. And today we're going to continue our segments in AI and PI. And we're so blessed to actually have an engineer here who actually builds the AI, who's passionate about the product, who is currently at Filebind. So why don't you introduce yourself and then we'll get into the nitty gritty.
Hey, my name's Adam Green. I'm a developer over at Filevine and I work on the product and also the new AI products that have been coming out over the past year, and really just passionate about technology in general. I've been building software in different industries for 20 years or more. And now the coming trend of AI, it's really exciting to be able to take all these new use cases and really bring this technology to bear on new problems.
So if you could just summarize for our listeners, like kind of what is AI and how is it applicable to legal practice?
So AI, they're actually, I'd split it up into two segments right now. There's the traditional, more statistical AI, where you're looking at big sets of data and statistically trying to figure out how to predict things, cluster things, or do things in that manner, like trying to predict the outcome of something. Lately, we all have seen, you know, LLMs have come to the forefront, and that's a little bit different. It's all AI, but basically,
what's an LLM?
LLM is a large language model, so something like ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. That's one type of LLM. Google has an LLM. Facebook has launched open source LLMs and all of that, and that's called generative AI, meaning it generates content or it can look at content and extract from that content, and so. Both of those areas are ripe for use in many fields, but especially in legal, for a lot of reasons that we can talk about.
And I see you're also a girl dad. I can see we have matching kind of bracelets that our daughters make for us.
That's true. This is for my daughter. My wife also has breast cancer. We're getting through that right now. So she's has a little campaign going on where she's building these pink bracelets and getting them out to the community.
We'll be sending good vibes to you and your family.
Thank you.
And it's something crazy where it's like, 1 out of 8 women are diagnosed with breast cancer.
1 out of 8, yeah.
It's crazy.
And younger, it's starting to be younger and younger.
Yeah. So, yeah. And they're also, well, we won't divert too much, but they're now they're using AI in medicine to help predict these things faster. So it can be used for good. It can be used for bad. It can be used poorly. So let's talk about specific use case because a lot of lawyers listen to this show. And I know I've been able to vet a few of these products. I've used the AI fields and also the AI on the deposition, kind of a contradiction model on our platform that we have. So let's just talk about different, where it's going, right? Because I think what the mistake a lot of lawyers make is they think they could just go to the language model, the ChatGPT-4, and go in and just like, questions. And ask questions and think it's just going to be verified. But that shit's pulling from like Reddit on the internet, right? It could be anywhere.
Yeah, Wikipedia, a lot of basically just huge corpuses of information that's out there,
All right, so then, but the products that you're building are specific for specific things in legal.
Tailored to the legal space, the legal information domain, and then the legal workflow. If we kind of take a step back, the way I look at it is there's a workflow of a case that goes through a law firm, right? It comes in, it's a lead. Things happen on the lead front, then it goes in, it becomes a case if the case is signed. Things happen on that front, and then it goes through and you bill, and there's all the invoicing on the back end. So what we're doing is taking that workflow and refining the places. There's so much to do right now, right? We can bring AI to bear on so many different places. We're trying to prioritize and figure out what are the highest value areas that we can address right away. So on the lead side, we have lead docket. And we're building a model now to help predict fees when they come in the door.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I was talking to Josh, who was, did he found that product? How did, Lee Docket?
Did he, sorry.
Was he the founder of
Lee Docket? No, Eric Coffin was the founder. Josh was a client who was working at a law firm and then came on as our product owner because the fit was just so great.
He understands the market so well. So well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, but where it will start to go is that as the leads come in, you can kind of start to predict the value and if it's a yay or nay case potentially for you.
Right. So we look at millions of data points that have come in, you know, into lead docket, and we can use that and build, this is the statistical model. This is not using an LLM or generative AI. Build a statistical model of what that looks like. And then when a new lead comes in, it can match up the data and say, we've seen this before. And based on what we've seen before, we predict that this is likely, highly likely to turn into a lead, or unlikely, mm-hmm. highly unlikely, or sometimes unknown, just don't have enough information. That's where we're starting in the future. And we're starting with motor vehicle accident because that's the most.
Yeah, there's probably out there. Probably 10 to 15 data points you could do quickly that'll be able to qualify.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So if you go through that, and that's actually, I mean, it's a huge lift. It's harder to predict like the value of like higher like catastrophic injury cases with larger policies. Right. It's just, that's obviously a case that they're going to take and explore more, but this is a good product. I would assume for listeners, a quick yay or nay, especially the nays take so long to sort through.
Right.
It could really help you be more efficient.
That's where we are now. There's interest in figuring out if we can predict value buckets mm-hmm. to say a lead coming in is going to be from 0 to 5,000, 5,000, 10,000 or whatever, so that we can start to use that to allow firms to kind of forecast mm-hmm. and just know like, oh, this is going to be around this size. Is it something I want to address or not? Because there are different business models that different firms take. They take different levels of cases. And so knowing that information would be great if it can be done. I've heard word out in the market that some of our competitors are coming out with things like that. Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling that's going to be something.
Yeah, but the struggle with those is always you need so much data on the what the case is resolved for and all these other data points.
Jurisdiction.
Yeah, it's all different. But that's a lot of,
definitely much more difficult than just predicting fee or not.
Yeah, and on like for this, the intake AI. What's the intake AI call that you're coming out with?
Lead Docket.
Well, Lead Docket is.
It's called Leads AI.
Leads AI. Yep. And how far away do you think we are from being able to access that?
That is going into beta as we speak. And it's two parts. So it's the prediction, the fee prediction, yes, no. And then it's also summarization of leads. So a whole lead comes in and right away within a few seconds, you get a summarization right there. So you can take a quick look at what this lead is and help you look at. So it's a package of those two.
And that's a good functionality. And that's a very good, product, especially for people that are getting a lot of different calls, a lot of different leads. But how are they? So this is, for those of you don't know, like there's a product called Lead Docket where you can get leads directly either from a digital marketing campaign ad that auto-populates, or if somebody takes the call and manually enters the information.
Right.
Is there any other way that it goes into Lead Docket?
It can come in off the web. It can come in from phone. There's an automatic phone call hookup that it can come in through. There are other ways to, it's calling the office, typing it in by hand. It's hooked up to all the digital digital channels that are out there that leads could come in through.
And then, in the PI space, which a lot of our listeners are in, it's like, if you find out what the policy limit is, sometimes that can be the value of the case pretty quickly.
Right.
So that's an exciting product, especially for firms like ours, which we're getting brought in a lot of cases. If we can see how leads are scored when they're given to us, it makes it a lot easier, especially we're getting a lot of cases call in and we're like a 90% rejection firm, but we have to find potentially another firm to partner with. It's a good tool.
And the model learns that from the data because we have data on all different kinds of firms. So it knows if you're a high volume firm, but maybe you have a low conversion rate, or if you're a low volume firm with a high conversion rate. It takes all of that into account as it's figuring out statistically, should this be a lead or not? So it's pretty advanced and pretty cool technology.
Yeah. And I know we're working on our integration with AttorneyShare or Marketplace where it can go directly through Lead Docket. And if you don't take that case, you can push it to somebody that specializes it. And that's where it can get exciting. I mean, imagine having your AI predict who's the best specific lawyer in the nation to monetize a case.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't even thought about that, right? That's the kind of stuff that comes to us every day.
Yeah. We have workflows that
automations, right? You don't even have to touch the lead, right? If you get comfortable with the prediction, right? And there's going to be some time where clients, I think, have to get comfortable that the predictions that it's making are the right predictions, which they will over time. But we understand that. But once you get comfortable, why not hook up an automation that says, if this is a highly likely lead, sign it, send out a Vine sign, contract, have them sign it, come in and push them right into FileVine, and you've got a case.
And if it's not, if it's outside your wheelhouse or too low for what you take, it goes somewhere else and you can split the referral fees. That's what we were trying to create. So that's to walk us through AI fields. I know this is a product that we've test driven and do like to use. So walk us through how that works.
Right. So from the workflow perspective, you've got those two products on the lead side, the fee prediction, the summarization, then you do all your stuff in Lead Docket, comes into FileVine, and then you start aggregating documents, uploading documents into the platform around the case. AI fields allows you to build in automated intelligence around extracting data from these documents. So,
it's extracting documents from your own case management software that already currently exists there on the cloud.
Right. Yep. And it's a workflow piece, right? So you say whenever a medical form comes in or whenever a police report comes in, on the medical form, get me the CPT codes and get me the treatment information. Mm-hmm. Pull that out, stick it in a field, and then it's right there in front of you. Police reports, similar stuff. And then it can also look for discrepancies, right? Mm. Like it can, we had in our summary of the case that this happened, but the police report said this, there's a difference here, focus in on that. And it can bring that to people's attention much more quickly than a human reading through all this stuff and trying to figure out.
And that's a different product that's available now for its users.
Available now, yeah. Yes.
So how far are you away? Are you going to do a ask me anything within, like have a bot that asks you anything within FileVine?
So, CRM? We have something called Sidebar AI, which is that. So I think that piece, that chat bot type thing is going to be one of the biggest pieces of AI that comes into legal tech, right? Having this kind of co-pilot that sits next to you and you can work with. We're building that. And right now it's helping with support and helping kind of do some basic things mm-hmm. around the case. It takes time to figure out how these things work. And that's the generative part using like the chat, the LLM.
But that one seems like it's such a, for the firms that have so much data in there and so many mm-hmm. cases, like that seems like a very hard lift for you to build. Again, I'm not an engineer, but that seems really difficult.
The challenge is around making sure that the LLM, the AI is looking at the right data, because we've all heard of these things called hallucinations, where, I mean, maybe not. Like,
explain it for you. Yeah.
Hallucinations are basically when you ask it a question and it comes back with something that makes no sense and is just completely out of the blue. And that happens because when it doesn't know the answer, it's trying to answer you with something. So it finds the closest thing it can find and spits it back. So we're doing the work to figure out how do we handle those type of things in the legal universe. And that's part of the hard work that goes into building one of those applications.
Well, I assume if there's a hallucination event, you just ask it another question and get back on track.
Sure.
Yeah. But how far, because that's an exciting product, I think, for a lot of FileVine users. How far away do you think we are?
It's close. I don't know exactly when launches for that, and then it'll be built on over time.
Yeah. Because, you know, I always wanted to have something. Imagine you're sitting there in your case manager platform, and I get this all the time. Like, I'm trying to find a deposition of somebody. I remember the name of the person, but I don't remember the case or anything else, and I need to get somebody a link to that because they need it.
Right.
Just ask this, your assistant, to get you there.
Yeah. Whew. Man. Yeah, I mean, Microsoft is coming out with, they've got a whole co-pilot strategy, but supposedly they're integrating a co-pilot into Windows. So like you've got this thing that just sits next to you and you can interact with and ask questions and it remembers things about you.
That'd be sick. Right now I just use that search bar in my Windows to find stuff. Right. And then I still don't remember what I named it, and then it's a problem.
Yeah.
Right. So that's an exciting product. What else do we have on the horizon? We have AI Blocks. What's that one?
AI Blocks is when you're building contracts and putting documents together, it allows you to use one of these LLMs to, like, let's say you want an indemnity clause with like a certain twist. Mm. You say, oh, give me this, and it shoots back and it gives you some content. And then you have to review it, obviously, and you have to make sure it's right.
And for all of our listeners, don't fall victim to just boilerplate signing off on the product. I give it the 80-20 rule. Get you 80% of the way there.
Right.
You still got to finish it off.
We've all heard of that case wherever it was where the lawyer just took it to the judge and got reamed.
And then doubled down on it too. Like, what an idiot.
Yeah. So that lets you build contracts using a LLM to back you up and help you gather the information, come up with new copy.
Where's that pulling from? Your own data set that's within your case management or somewhere else?
Both. Okay. So you can build up content in. So we have a product called Outlaw, which is our document creation.
So you guys acquired them last year.
We acquired them. And inside there, where you're building out your contracts, there are different pieces that you can use. You can build up a library and you can build up a set of prompts and basically use it to help you generate contracts in a much more efficient way.
I forgot about that Outlaw acquisition.
Yeah.
And then there's the Demands AI and Immigration AI, right?
Demands AI. Before we get there, there's one called AI Document Review, which is similar to AI Fields, but AI Fields is something you kind of build into your workflow. Whenever a new case comes in and it has these types of documents, run the AI on it. A document review is kind of a personalized chat with your document. Maybe chat is going too far at this point, But you can ask questions of your document. And you can say, oh, I've got this specific document. I want to know this. So I send a prompt to it and it comes back and it gives me the information. And you can drill into that thing and then have it there right inside your case.
Okay, so I find the biggest struggle is having lawyers adopt use of this. It's like, I mean, like literally pulling teeth sometimes. Mm-hmm. How do you get them to adopt and use this stuff?
Well, I think that's the benefit. And that's one of the key things that FileVine brings to the table is it's all in one place.
It's already there.
And it's part of your workflow. And we have a user experience team, which focuses on making it easy for the user. So I think in the past, the hardest thing was just getting law firms to digitize and to use systems to help run. If they can get over that, to take that leap, which I think in general the market has taken at this point in the last 5 years. You would hope so, right? Now you have a platform where we're doing the hard work of bringing those tools to you in a way that you can use them easily. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that will get you over that.
And then how does it work with the price point of using these AI tools? I don't know if that's probably in your department though.
Yeah, I don't know how pricing works.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just wondering if it's like a per use type thing, because like for me, the concierge bot would be like life changing to have something like that.
Yeah, there are different pricing models. Something I've, and this isn't anything from FileVine vision or anything, but just as a technologist, I feel like these LLMs, the generative AI is going to get, like every technology, is going to get less expensive rather quickly.
Yeah, because there's more use, more data,
well,
easier.
It's kind of like the technology has been built and that first version of, this has been being built over years, but that first version of these LLMs came out and it's great and it's a paradigm shift and it's a breakthrough. But people haven't done the work to optimize those things yet. And now you see all these things out every day where they're
optimizing. I mean, there's been so many companies with AI companies that started in the past 6 months.
Oh, every day something new comes out. New models, new companies, everything.
So give us, Adam, run us down some of your background just to understand how you get professionally where you are.
So I'm actually a software developer by trade. I've been writing code and I've been consulting for years, going out to companies, working with them, learning new industries and building software to solve business problems. That's what I've always done. I had a computer science degree, right? Mm-hmm. So I know programming and all of that. And then just in the last few years, I've become interested in AI. So I've started learning that. And then honestly, these LLMs and this generative stuff just kind of came out of... It's been building an industry for quite a while, but in the marketplace, it came out of left field. And all of a sudden, there are these new use cases that can be built with much. Number one, those use cases weren't even available, but now you can build them. And the effort to build them is way lower than in the past. You'd have to build your own model, which would take forever. Now you use someone else, you know, a large company has built it and you just use it.
Wow. And how long have you... When did you come to FileVine? What did you do before that?
Been with FileVine for 2 years. Before that, I was doing a mix of consulting and software development.
Cool, man. Yeah, I was wondering because it's like, so when you meet people that build product and stuff, I'm always interested of how long you've been doing this stuff. Because to me, it just seems so technical and overbearing for me. You know, like, is it
for
that?
For me, the law is the same way, right? Like, I
imagine marrying those two things together, right? The other products, Demands AI, and I assume if you got Fields AI, that you can just take what it can draw directly from Fields AI and then automate your demand letter.
Yeah. it basically makes creating demand letters much more efficient using mix of AI and services and all of that. But yeah, you just send your demand letter out and you get it back much more quickly than you would if you had it in-house or anything like that. And then there's Immigration AI, which is using AI to help bring the lengthy, document-heavy, data-heavy immigration process and just take the pain of gathering and entering entering the information into the system and using machine learning to do that.
I mean, those automations can help a lot because immigration lawyers, who I think are doing God's work, it doesn't pay as well as it should. So they have to be able to be super, super efficient on the back end to be able to help. Any other products that you want to go over while we sit here? I think we covered a lot of stuff that's coming out.
Yeah, I mean, specific products that we're building now, I think we've covered more. There are other things on the cooker, but it's kind of too early to talk about it. It really is a latent space right now. Mm-hmm. I think kind of everything is up for grabs in terms of where you can apply AI. So I think what we're going to see over time is these point solutions are being built to solve specific problems. And at Filevine, we're trying to build it into a coherent workflow also. But over time, it's going to start to consolidate either inside a company or M&A.
Well, yeah, I mean, it should be at the point where having all these different AI tools built into one ask that it can go pull from, right?
Right.
Yeah, that would just be...
I
feel like we're only a year away from that.
I mean, I call short term is we're building these solutions for specific use cases. Medium term, whatever that is, 1 to 3 years, we're integrating it in. And my personal opinion, not speaking for Filevine here, is I actually think the interface for software is going to change over the long term. Mm. I think that instead of going in and clicking and using a mouse and typing, you're going to start... I don't know what it's going to look like, whether you're talking like Alexa, you're talking to your application or you're maybe typing, but you're asking it questions and it's giving you answers. So like for reports, like today you have some canned reports and you have to go in and filter and set the fields and blah, 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 run it. Wait, I want to say, you know, tell me about my top 10 leads in the last 3 months at these companies and boom.
Yeah.
Just kind of, like. Comes back to you.
And or, draft me an email to these three people and send them my schedule for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. I think long-term, that's where software, not just legal, software in general is going.
And, you know, if you had one piece of advice for the lawyers or law students that are listening to the show or watching, what would you tell them as it pertains to this
industry? Well, it's funny, and I'm paraphrasing here, but our CEO, Ryan Anderson, always says that AI will replace lawyers, and then he waits. And he says, who failed to adapt?
Yeah. I saw that keynote that he did in Utah. Yeah.
So I think it's true. I think lawyers have the opportunity now to become much more effective because they can focus on higher value add tasks. But the ones who do it the old way are going to lose out to the ones who are using new tools to make them more efficient, just on an economic level, right?
Yeah.
You're cutting your cost of doing any task. Your margins are going to be higher. And if you're doing it the old way, you're not going to be able to compete with those other types of firms.
That's true. So start adopting now. And I think easy for our listeners, if you start to get on any case management platform, please, there's one thing you do tomorrow, make sure you're on it because these workflows are coming. It'll make your life a lot simpler.
But always Filevine first.
Yeah. So that's where you can pull right now the AI fields. And I'm excited for the leads AI myself. Because that's where it gets interesting for me.
Super. Right up front, kind of knowing and being able to.
Yeah. Because like for me as a trial lawyer, I'm seeing either the very end or the very end of the case, the very beginning of the case, not so much the middle. So those ones were very attractive to me. They're pretty good model at the end. And then what it could be at the beginning is very good. Well, Adam Green, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. How can people reach out to you if they have any other questions?
At Filevine, my email, adamgreen@filevine.com. That's probably the best way to reach me.
Green, E at the end or no E?
E at the end.
Yes. Adam Green with E at the end, filevine.com. So any questions, go to justiceteamnetwork.com. If you have any case questions on case evaluation or see any other shows, or go to the Apple podcast channel and look for Justice Team Network. Thank you, Adam Green from Filevine coming
Thanks
on.
Thanks for having me, Robert.
Easy peasy.
All right.